You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Welcome to the Real BS Show, and it's not Biden stuff. Well, maybe it is Biden stuff. I heard he's going to be the Democrats' choice for president.
Yeah, he's
you hear that?
Yeah, he's the presidential candidate for the Democrats. Yeah.
Wow, are you kidding me? Well, we got to do a little research today and find out what he's all about.
Yeah.
You know,
we can do this for every candidate that's running for
president. Yeah, we should. Yeah, there's a
fair and equal
Kanye West or something. Yeah. He's running for president.
Joe Jurgensen, and of course Trump.
That's a lady.
Yeah, she's the only lady.
Libertarian.
Yeah.
And Trump. Well, yeah. Everybody sees Trump every day.
Yeah.
But we can pick at him too.
And I guess there is another person running too. It's for the Green Party. I can't remember the name, so we can look that up too. You know?
It's Ralph Nader.
No,
is he still alive?
I think no. I don't know. I have to look that up.
Yeah, he ran for a long time.
That's right.
Oh shoot, Joe Biden. Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, we got to dig into this one because this. I'm sure there's a lot of things he said that people don't know about.
No. Or things he's done.
Did you know he's got hairy legs?
I do know that, yes. He's made that loud and clear.
He said the kids like to fluff his hair on his legs when he's in the pool.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Corn Pop, too, is a bad guy.
So what we need, then, is to find some talking points or whatever, or Joe Biden in action.
Right.
You got a lot of clips like that?
Yeah, I do.
Find? Oh, good. This ought to be, folks, fasten your seatbelt. This ought to be good. And I'm going to fasten mine, too. So what do you want to start off with, a song or
we can start
talking?
We can do some talking points. How about that?
Okay, let's try that.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
What? Senate? I thought he's president, running for president.
Yeah, he's running for president. That was a slip.
A slip? Joe Biden? Oh, okay. A little too much... fix it in.
What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
Wait a minute. He's in New Hampshire, wasn't he?
That's true.
He can't even remember what state he's in.
No.
Oh, well. That's pretty close, though. Right next door.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Wow. What was that about?
I'm not sure.
Record players and radios and TVs.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Not TV.
Forgot the CD player. Okay, Joe.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
So poor kids aren't white?
Right.
Is that what he's saying?
Right.
I think
that.
Jeez, oh man. Okay, Joe, what else you got here?
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Truth over facts.
Right.
Okay.
Truth over facts.
Wow. I can't even comment on that one. Okay, Joe, let's hear some more.
Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
You know what thing? Seth, explain that to me.
Right. I don't know. You know the thing.
You know the thing. Okay. Must be in the Constitution.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
150 million people? That's half of America.
Right, right.
Because of Bernie?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Dirty Bernie.
Yeah, dirty Bernie. Okay, Joe.
It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
720 million women back in. Well, there's only 330 million people in America.
Right. I think you must
men and women.
You had people like Margaret Thatcher. Excuse me. You had people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany.
What's he stammering there about? Angela Merkel.
That's all, folks.
that's all, folks. Okay, Joe, take it away.
Legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Holy catfish. Seth, what's he talking about?
I have no clue.
Something about kids playing with his legs in the swimming pool.
In the hair.
Ooh-wee. Joe, go.
And see, I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it.
Now that's a young Joe Biden.
Talking about prostituting.
You know, he's been in the Senate forever. You know that.
They do
40 years or something. Yeah.
They prostitute.
He should have quit.
And so the younger generation now tells me how tough things are. Give me a break. No. I have no empathy for it.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
It was near the end of the Biden for president campaign when reporters were starting to uncover, accusations of plagiarism, both in his campaign speeches and in his coursework in law school, misrepresentations about his grades, etc. And there you see Biden, full of bluster when one person in the kitchen or wherever in New Hampshire said, didn't you inflate your grades? Biden lost it and started berating the man in a way that could only make him look like a bully and like a blowhard.
And the other question is, could you quickly...
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, frankly.
The Me Too movement has forced a cultural reckoning around the issue of sexual violence and harassment against women in America.
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching.
And why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
I was a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I got your marks ready, Jack. Look, here's the deal.
I'm not voting for you.
Well, I knew you weren't, man. You think I thought you'd stand up and vote for you? You're too old to vote for
me. We've acted together. We have never, never, never been unable to overcome whatever the problem was. If you agree with me, go to Joe 303 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
The president has a big stick.
Oh, I'm not going to be a mule. I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
That saves billions of gallons of gasoline. I mean, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, $500 billion in savings and 2.something billion metric tons of CO2 going in the air.
I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm running for, in this case, running for President of the United States. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other person.
I just spoke at Dartmouth on health care at the medical school. Or not, I guess I wasn't actually on the campus, but the people from the medical school were at the... I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was a medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus.
I want to thank Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, Allegheny County executive, for being here. And I propose, and I'm going to digress slightly. We're in a situation. The president asked me to head up a cancer moonshot.
President Biden, just to be clear, would you or would you not rejoin the TPP? Yes or no?
I would not rejoin the TTP as it was initially put forward.
In Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras and say, look,
I know I'm called middle class, Joe. It's not meant as a compliment. It means I'm not sophisticated. And there's an area where there's an important difference between this. The candidates. I'm running. The country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. This guy is moving to just foment hate. The price for whatever the drug costs are. Well, folks, eliminate one tax loophole. out of $1.6 trillion worth, $1.4 trillion worth, out of $1.4 trillion, excuse me, $1.4 trillion. It's hard to even say it, it's so much. And by the way, it's cost a lot of money. It cost about $740 billion over 10 years. Every single solitary person qualified in community college, in college, increasing the number of 6 to 9 million people.
You like your employer-based policy, you can keep that policy.
Now he's feeling the pressure of an economy that's teetering on a recession.
To say that LGBTQ people have no civil rights.
And immediately changed the law in the state of Delaware protecting transgender people.
I took on Putin in terms of Iraq. I mean, excuse me, in terms of what was going on in Ukraine. Mm-hmm.
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life. Is it will cost 1/30th, 1/30th. Costs a lot of money. Almost $740 billion to do what I want to do over 10 years. But not $30 trillion. Not $30 trillion. I'm among many qualified people. I'm the best qualified person for this job.
And the reason is not just to help people who have or in fact are and likely to get Alzheimer's.
Because think of what's been adopted. Milton Friedman's notion that the only obligation.
But that all changed with our Republican friends in the late 80s when they adopted Milton Friedman's notion that the only obligation.
We find ourselves in a position where you're in a circumstance where we've adopted Milton Friedman's notion, the conservative economist.
Now, if you, in fact you are in a position, what was the case, you've worked for Jimmy.
That's why we're so special. It took courage. It took resilience.
They know who we are. We have to let them know who we are.
We can do it, and it's going to take billions of dollars to do it, and we can afford to do it. We can't afford not to do it.
Cut in half the number uninsured of the the Asian American Pacific Islander community. Cut in half. Don't worry, I'm so serious. Children, I love to hear them.
But President Trump and the demagogues around the world.
But if Donald Trump is reelected.
So people are figuring out there's not a damn thing we can do that we set our mind to that we can't get done.
The single most stressed generation, I was asked to speak to the American Psychiatric Association, to go over to the University of London and speak to the World Psychiatric Association.
It's interesting. I just spoke to the International Society of Psychiatric, the International Organization of Psychiatrists, I forget the formal name of it, over in London because...
This is not a Republican talking point. The Republicans are trying to kill Obamacare.
Union workers, the UAW took incredible cuts in their future.
That we have $1.6 trillion worth of loopholes in the law.
But I never ever thought that I'd see what I saw in Charlotte. You know, I came home from law school.
Avoid having an excuse to walk by the dealer and say, no, I'm not going to be a mule. I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
If we just were to reinstitute the CAFE standards.
And I think, the press going to say I'm downgrading by calling him Senator Booker.
The fact is that the bills that the future president the senator is talking about.
I was the one that suggested to the president, President Obama. I don't want to confuse presidents here.
Look, we provide a Medicare option. That's exactly what Barack and I talked about in the beginning.
Couldn't get it through, though.
So I couldn't tell anybody but Barack. He's one of my closest friends.
Invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
I got assault weapons banned for 10 years. It had to be reauthorized because of hanging chads in Florida. The last president said, no, I'm not going to reauthorize it.
We need to work again with Canada and Mexico as neighbors, not as adversaries, as adversaries.
Saks or Benetton's or Nike or whatever in their places where they, the malls.
Donald Trump does pose an existential threat to this. It's not hypothetical.
We can put every one of them in school, cutting in cost the cutting in half the cost of a four-year education.
Why they do that?
I ran the what they call the moonshot, dealing with cancer, and subsequent after that set up the Biden Cancer Initiative. And here's the point.
The conservative columnist.
And they'd say to me, take my shotgun. I said, I have three. I now have five because my son died and I have three of his. I have five shotguns.
So have a mechanism to control drug prices. You know, we're no longer using chemical-based things. All this thing we're dealing with, cancers and other issues relating to the immune system, are bio-oriented.
And by the way, the idea that NATO... The only people who reward, entitled to rewards, are stockholders. Ladies and gentlemen, he is deliberately and completely ignoring the legitimate authority of the Congress, and he's doing what he does with the complicity. Stop trying to keep your workers organized. By his failure to exercise any international leadership.
It's about all these breakthroughs we have with the whole, immune system.
I want you to know, if you look at PolitiFacts, we're no longer the wealthiest middle class in the world. It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. The opportunities are amazing. We are in a position to be able to lead the world like we've never been able to do it before.
I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what?
I found that the secretary, we sat together in many meetings.
There's things that are worth dealing with China tough on. What presidents say matter. We also know we need teachers. My wife is a full-time teacher, taught all during being when we were vice president.
High-quality options. The public option will be available in my plan. We'll make sure it's not quality. We'll make sure it's only affordable. Quality is affordable,
not the end in themselves.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board.
Not those of us running for president alone, not just activists like you.
You know how many tax loopholes there are in the code now? Yeah. $1,640 billion. Eliminate one.
How can a person dignity be maintained?
We choose truth over facts. You ever heard a president of the United States talk about law enforcement like he does today? I oversaw, as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee a long time, the FBI. Look what he talks about.
But we lead by the example of our power, but the example we're out there, and it's what we say.
By strengthening.
We have to eliminate the funding gap that exists between minority white and majority white and non-white districts.
The fact of the matter is, I'm awfully sophisticated about why, how, and who built this country. Let me say this simply and clearly. They are not national assets. Wall Street bankers, CEOs, hedge fund managers, no matter how good and decent they are, they're not the ones who built this country. That triumph of democracy and liberalism over fascism and autocracy.
When I got out of school, when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, when I got engaged.
1787, United States Constitution.
I'm going to publicly apologize for not being able to make it.
We don't always live up to that's who we are.
No other nation was founded the way we are. We hold these truths self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator. No nation has ever been founded on that principle.
That was a time in the early 60s, where it was drop out, go to Haight-Ashbury. We can do this by making sure that we're in a position that we, in fact, allow people. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, my time's up. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Vice President.
But here's the deal, folks. You know,
well, I think it shouldn't matter where your race. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We can speak out and be more straightforward.
Senator John, I mean, it's not about, I know you're supporting by saying booing, but look, here's the deal.
You don't have here in Miami, in Florida. You don't have them here. And that is, if you keep an audience.
That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs.
In terms of the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy.
And if we give Donald Trump 4 more years, we'll have a great deal of difficulty if ever being able to.
I looked at it anyway. That's what I think my plan. I know what my plan does.
Such as de-escalation studies have there have been de-escalation studies. The reason I did what I'm doing is because there's a invasion of Hispanics.
She has an expression. She teaches full time and has taught full time. She taught full time as a second lady. She taught 15 credits a semester. She's never stopped teaching. She's going back in 2 weeks to teach as well, to continue to teach.
65 out of 100 jobs today require training beyond high school. 65 out of every 100. $30 trillion.
That makes it far more durable, reliable, and powerful. And partnerships built on coercion.
And Lisa, you have been a great friend for a long time. And your Paul son is remarkable, you know?
They also got that last year.
And for folks in the working class that are below 400, they will, in fact, will increase their premiums, will increase the generosity of the premium tax credit they now get.
They go to school from a middle class or upper middle class, and they house, having heard, the estimates are as many as 4 million more words spoken.
You know, the next thing we got to do here along the line to report people's dignity, restore it.
We're the most powerful military, not hyperbole, most powerful military in the history of the world. That's not hyperbole.
Which we as a society talk about one another, the way we've always been, look. My wife, who is a teacher, she's teaching now. She's back in the classroom at a community college where she teaches in Northern Virginia. Things changed. You had over 40 kids shot in Kent State on a beautiful lawn by the National Guard. There are a whole lot of things, and guess what?
America didn't live up to that promise for most of the people at the time. A promise to people of color, for women.
Farm ownership and cooperating loan and operating loan. I remember sometimes when my dad was restless, my mom would say, because our rooms are next to one another, I'd say, the next morning, what's wrong? I said, your dad can't sleep. He's just staring at the ceiling thinking, what happens? We have to start rewarding work, not just wealth.
The first speech stood up. The chancellor, the former chancellor of Germany, stands up. She says, we have to go it alone.
International leaders spoke about it. You had people like people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany. You had Angela Merkel stand up and say how terrible it was.
I mean, think of it. Well, look, this is beyond the scope of anything remotely what we've seen before.
We provide efficiency for appliances. That saves billions of gallons of gasoline. I mean, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, $500 billion in savings and 2.something billion metric tons of CO2 going in the air.
Where an overwhelming number of families, ICE walks into a small Mississippi town. In fact, arrests hundreds of workers.
I was with a world leader in Indonesia. Who is a guy who is extremely well known and referred to as the Henry Kissinger of Asia. But I underestimated how deep the prejudice is in some sectors of society and how it can be unleashed.
By investing $100 billion in education, in global warming efforts, it's a whole range of things.
I was told when we were in office,
demanding that HIV/AIDS be destigmatized and treated.
And that's why we need to make post-secondary education affordable, available, and training, reducing the crushing cost of student loan debt. What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
this is sort of a scenic, beautiful town.
We can't afford it by just eliminating, beginning to treat work, reward work as much as wealth.
While Trump is pursuing a damaging and erratic trade war without any strategy, by the way.
Mr. Biden, they say these gaps in your electability.
Well, that's what we determine pretty soon, won't it?
Thanks, guys.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
You know the thing. This is the real BS show. Hey, when we come in here, we didn't know what we were going to do today.
Yeah.
And
we just decided, let's flip it up a little bit. We're going to do some different covers of presidential candidates. We're not trying to attack any individual one.
Yeah, let's look at the candidates. That's
yes.
What
they're saying. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we found Joe Biden first, and catfish.
We just let them say what they want to say, and we're not trying to force anything.
Hey, you want to vote for him? I mean, you want to be a Jehovah Witness? Fine, be a Mormon, whatever you want. A Catholic?
You want to shave your legs?
Whatever you want. But folks, this is what we found. I mean, we weren't. I don't know. So anyway, we gotta have a song in here somewhere.
There's a few songs we can put in there.
Yeah, let's play a song, a Joe Biden song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is time for a president who understands Coldplay is the best band in the world.
That's wrong.
You got that wrong.
No, look, I
got hairy legs.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump.
That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, come rub my legs, from the morning until the day's done, till the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs, yeah, that's right, you heard what I said, I got hairy legs,
yeah man.
The hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
What time is it? Thank
you. It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys and a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I gonna do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop. Yeah.
That's fine, thank you.
Yeah.
So I like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women horse-faced lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde.
We got other issues we're trying to get
to. Here's the last point my time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs!
Yeah. We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
Let's
talk about math.
Let's talk about
math. Okay,
if
so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the... Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care!
Yeah, that's right, you heard what I said! You heard what I said! I was a pretty darn good lifeguard, I learned a lot!
We let this get out of control.
Lived out in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with Corn Pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn Pop, he can't stop! Corn Pop, he won't stop!
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal. I got hairy legs.
Songify 2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
get the song here. Have a great day and a great life, and don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against Corn Pop.
I got hairy legs.
Wow, nice song, huh?
Right.
Well, this is one of the candidates, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, we're giving an equal treatment. Treatment.
That's all, folks. I don't know. I can't remember nothing. I got dementia, I think.
Corn Pop got you.
Yeah. Shoot. Well, let's get another song in there. We like to play music, so.
Yeah.
But you got another song?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's roll it.
Western.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are created, you know the thing. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
If there's no teleprompter, I begin to stutter. Blonde leg hairs in the water. Can I sniff your daughter? Challenge you to push-ups. Tell the working man to shut up. Socialists are fed up. Bernie, you've been set up. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Yeah. To the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Banjo to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more.
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked that.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show. It's the Biden Show today.
Right.
Well, like I said, we had no agenda when we came in here, and we just started. Well, let's do politics. Let's meet the candidates. Okay. So we picked Joe Biden. Did you learn anything today, Seth?
Yeah. Some of these clips here were from stuff I seen before, and I just said we have to put this on here. There's some stuff that he's saying that's like. So out there, and you know, we can do President Trump, we can do, you know, the other candidates, they say some weird things too, you know, like,
yeah, you know, we'll be fair.
Yeah, I just some of the stuff he was saying, like the hairy legs thing, you know, and
well, that's what I didn't know he had hairy legs.
Yeah,
you know, until we sat down and started going through all this stuff.
He was at some public thing, and he has a bunch of kids behind him, and he's talking about how kids like to rub his hairy legs.
Oh, geez. And the way he touches these little kids is just, holy smokes.
Yeah,
I mean, that creepy Joe, that's for sure. Holy smokes.
Right. So, you know, and, hey, we'll leave off with a nice song.
Creepy, sleepy. What else?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's end tonight. Thank you, folks, for listening. Let's end tonight with another Joe Biden song. And we'll be back at you next week with some more political humor.
Yeah.
Facts, I guess.
Yeah.
Facts and humor at the same time. Okay, take it away, Seth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing. Go, you know the thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing. You know the thing. You know the thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. You know the thing. Go, you know the thing.
Oh, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.